Midas Perek Beis Mishnah Dal. The Mishnah is continuing the structure of the different parts of the Havayis in the Beis Hamikdash. Kol Haksolim Shoyisham Hoyu Gvoyim. All the walls that were there were tall walls. I don't say exactly what that means. Well, it fits with what we had before, that all the doors between different parts of the Beis Hamikdash were 20 amos. The doorway to the Ulam was 40 amos, so that's quite tall. Now you have to realize that every single part of the Beis Hamikdash is above, separated from the place below. Each place has its own kedusha and its own limitations in terms of who could go in and what matzav. And every single place was separated by the other with milus and sha'arim. So Lamosha, we just learned about the Har HaBayis Bechlal, which had a wall around it. Inside the Har HaBayis, the Chel, the Soirig. Then there's the Ezras Noshim. After Ezras Noshim, there's the Ezras Yisrael, what we call the Azor. In the Azor itself, there's the Ezras Yisrael, the Ezras Kainim. We'll have to see if there's any chilik and height over there. Then there's the Pesach Shel Ulam. There's the Ulam, the Heichal. And then there's the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So each one was further in, separated. What the Mishnah wants to point out over here is that there was one wall that was left deliberately low. Chutz mikoysel ha-mizrochi, the koysel ha-mizrochi of the Chaymas Harabayis was lower than the rest of the Ksalim because normally a wall is to protect and it's to block out. Kedusha means separated, muvdal. Over here, there had to be a view. Why did there have to be a view? Sha'akoyin ha-sev sapar imi b'reish ha-mishcho. Har HaMishcho, what we call Har HaZeisim, is to the east of the Mokam HaMikdosh, and it had to be seen. U'miskavim v'roya b'pischa shaleicho b'shas HaZeres Adom. He had to look in. HaZeres HaKosuf, the sun. Kor Adom is not exactly a korban, but it has some qualities of a korban. It certainly resembles the avodah of preparing it, but it was done on the Har HaZeisim. So here we have a clue that it was done on the Har HaZeisim, but it was done with a proper view on to the Har HaBayis, B'shas HaZoyas Adom. The Mishnah is very specific. If you want to be ma'arich a little bit more, the Pasuk says in Parshas Chukas, in the Parsha of Por Aduma, V'hizal noichach pnei oil moed midomo sheva pa'omim. The Kohen who's being served as a Por is mazeh, the dam of the Por Betzvoi, in the direction of pnei oil moed. El noichach pnei oil moed, Chazal learn out that it has to be that he has to see the toich of the oil moed, the Pesach oil moed, he has to see into the heichel, b'shas is being mazad the dom. Which means, the same way, it's a little bit of a weiter nekuda, but it's the same idea as the fact that we had in Maseches Tomid, that the avodas ha-tomid, which was done in the Azora, cannot begin until the shar to the ulam was opened up. That means the Kedusha of the Azor nemtzich from the Kedusha of the place that's further in. And so too, the Yecholus of doing some quasi-avoida on Har HaMishcha and Har HaZeisim had to be done in conjunction with looking El Noichach Pnei Oyel Moed. Now, the Mishnah is vague as to how tall the Koislim, the other walls of the Habayis. The Mishnah doesn't say. There's Yeshem that it was 40 Amos, Yeshem 70 Amos. Certainly he wouldn't be able to look over the wall of the Har HaBayis from Har HaMishcha at that height. So here we have to understand that it's not the height difference is not as extreme, because like we explained before, each part of the Beis HaMikdash was separated from the other with steps, which means that the Ritzvah, the Karka of the Heichel, was higher than the Karka of the Har HaBayis, being that from the Har HaBayis there were steps up to the Ezras Noshim, steps up to the Azora, and steps up to the Heichel, to the Pesach Chol Moed. So the difference, we'll have to cheshbon it out, but if we'll use the number that the Mefarshim say, the Karka of the Heichel was higher than the Karka of the Har HaBayis, 22 Amos. Which means that the very bottom of the Pesach HaHeichel is going to be 2 Amos above the top of the shar. If the Kohen was looking through the shar HaMizrochi, every shar is 20 amos, except for the shar of the Heichel, which was 40. So the shar being 20 amos, if he's looking through the doorway onto the Har HaBayis, the very bottom of the karka of the heichal is 2 amos above that. He's not going to be able to see it. So he's not looking through the doorway. He has to look above the doorway. He doesn't see through the shaar. He sees above the wall. If he's looking above the wall, it means that the wall has to be not that high. So now he's looking over the wall. Let's catch me out like this. He's level with the karka of the Har HaBayis. If the wall was above 26 amos, he wouldn't be able to see into the Pesach HaMoed. Why 26? Because we cheshbon now in the Mishnah before says that all the steps, at least right now we're dealing with the steps between the Ezras Noshim and the Ezras Yisrael. I'm sorry, between the Ezras Noshim and the Har HaBayis, each step was a half an amah tall. There were 12 steps, Mufurish in the Mishnah before. So there's 6 amas. 6 amas, the height of the Pesach of the Ezras Noshim that he had to see through was 20 amas. Memele, if he's looking in that direction, between 6 amas up and 26, if he's looking over the wall, he has to see, he has to see to a height of 26. The wall has to be below 26. This is the maskana of the Mepharshim, that what we're dealing with over here in the Mishnah, that the Kaisim Mizrachim was low, it was less than 26 amas, almost the other walls, which could have been 40 or 70. That Mepharsh in the Mishnah. Now we're going to move from the Klolis Har HaBayis, we move past the area that was outside the Azorois, which was called the Chel, the Soirig, and we're going to move towards the Ezras Noshim. Mishnah Hey, Ezras HaNoshim, it was a square. The Ezras Noshim was a step forward in Kiddusha Soazara. Why it's called the Ezras Noshim, by the way, it's Mufurish, two reasons in Chazal. One reason is Kipshuta. Ezras Noshim, women were allowed in the Ezras Noshim. Only men were allowed in the Ezras Yisro. One. Two is that by the Simchas Beis Shevet, the Mishnah in Sukkah, that they put up a gezustra, a balcony, it was a tikkun gadol. That's the makor of all hafrodos between genders, otherwise known as hilchis mechitzis in a shul, comes from that, that dvarim shebekedusha, there has to be a separation between men and women. They were on a different level, so maybe it's called the Ezras Noshim because it was a separate structure for the Noshim over there. The Ezras Noshim does not have the din of Azora, that a tome shenichnas is chayiv koros. There's no such thing. There's a din of shluach machnois, that's true. But that then you have klapi the Har HaBayis also. What you have in the Ezras Noshim is that a tful yoim, who is not let go. A tful yoim is somebody who's not tomei proper, but he has remnants of tumma until Har of Shemesh. He's not let go into the Azor. He's also bekotchim. He's chayv krisus in the Azor. He's chayv krisus l'gabi akilas kotchim. But he's not considered anymore a tomei in the sense that he's a tomei ayetume ayetz megufei that he has to go off the Har HaBayis. So as far as the Reis is concerned, there's no din shiluach machnois. He's allowed to be on the Arbais. He just can't go into the Azor. Afilo ochi, there's a snosh midrabonon. A tful yom is not allowed to go in. A mechusik kipurim, somebody who needs a gemar, let's say of a taira, yoledes, or a mitzoira, is allowed to go through the Ezra Snoshim up to the doorway of the Azor. It's necessary also because by the mitzoira, he has to have a hazor of bohinois, of the shemen, of the korban mitzvah put over there by his hands, by the doorway of the hazor. So that's for sure that they weren't geyser on a mechusik kippurim, they were only geyser on a tvul yoim. The mokem avoida and achilas kotche gadoshim was only in the Ezras Yisrael, not in the Ezras Noshim. In any case, this Ezras Noshim is a square. What we call the Oirach over here is from Mizrach to Ma'ariv because the Beis HaMikdash always runs from Mizrach to Ma'ariv. Ma'ariv being the Kodesh HaKadosh, Mizrach being further away. That's the length. Roichav is from Tzofen to Dorim. We'll just mention, by the way, that when you learn the Mishnah in Sukkah that talks about the procession of the Nisach HaMayim, the fifth parak of Nisach HaSukkah, the Mishnah very simply calls two sha'orim, sha'atachton, sha'arelyon. Sha'atachton is between the chel and the Ezras Noshim. And between the Ezras Noshim and the Ezras Yisrael is called the sha'arelyon because it's higher. So the Mishnah says like this. Arba l'shochas hoi v'arim k'tzoy seo, in the four corners. Shal arboim v'arboim amo. There were 40 amis each. V'lehoyu mekoris, they were not covered over with roofs. V'kachem asidin liyos. This is the way it's going to be. That means it's not only the way it was b'vayi sheni. Here the Mishnah speaks out in the Kuda that we spoke about in the Akdoma, is that the midos over here, the midos in the second base of Mikdosh, but a lot of the details could be different in the Bayis HaShlishi, lefi the Chizoyin, lefi the Nevu of Yecheskel HaNovi. Over here, the Mishnah tells us that that's the way it's going to look by the Bayis HaOsir Lir, Shenema, Vayotzieni. The Malach took Yecheskel, is showing him around. El HaChotza HaChitzoyin, Chotza HaChitzoyin means, Chotza is the Loshon HaTorah, by the way, already by the Mishkan for the Azorah, the place where the Avodah was done. Most of the Avodah was done in Mizbeach HaNechoshes. Mizbeach HaNechoshes was in the Chotzer, B'loshon HaTorah, of the Oil Moed. The Oil Moed was covered over. It had Kroshim with Urias over it. And inside, that was the Heichel, that's the Oil Moed. But the Chotzer of the Oil Moed is the Azorah. That was Mekudesh L'gabit Meim, and I'll let it go in there. It has that Kedusha. So the Pasuk over here uses the what they call the biblical term, and it says, Vayotzieni al Achotze Achitzoino. The Malach takes Yecheskel HaNovi out to the Chotze Achitzoino. Chotze is, like we said, the Azor. Chotze Achitzoino then is the Azus Noshim. Vayavireni al Abbas Mekzoy Achotze, the four corners of the Chotze. Vine Chotze, Bimekzoy Achotze over here means a room that's functional, Bimekzoy Achotze. Chotze b'mekzei ha-chotze, ba'arbas, mekzeis, in the four corners, ha-chotze, chatzeis, k'turois, they're open rooms, and explains the word k'turois, ve'en k'turois, elo she'enim k'turois. What does that mean? K'turois is a word that we have in the Chumash, l'gabe being maktir, like k'turois. So it's a reach nechoich, like smoke going up, like by the k'turois, where there was a mala'oshon. If something has a roof, it can't go up. So keturos means where something can go straight up. It's not encumbered by a roof. It was an open ceiling. Umayim meshamshes. What did they serve as these four? So it's like this. Dremis mizrachis yois alishkas anazirim. That was the room where nazirim took care of the kabbanah shesham anazirim bevashlan as shamayim. One of the interessante unique functions of a carbon nazir is that they take the kimavu over there in the pasuk that the nozer has to be a shlomim, a chatos, and a oilo. The shlomim over there has a unique feature. The nazirim were mevashlan shamem, they cooked them in a pot to be eaten. Megalchen asaron, the yitziah of the nozer from teres hanozer was when he was megalech, all the sad that accumulated during his period of nazirus. Umishalchen tachas adur, it was put underneath the pot. That was the fuel of the pot that cooked the shlomim to be eaten. Was the here that was nizgala. So that took space, and the nazirim needed a decent sized room of 40 amas to be Isaac in that. Mizrochis tzvoinis, he oisa lishka so etzim, over there was a big room full of a lot of wood. Shoshama kehanim balimum, and remember there were always kehanim that were balimum, there were kehanim that were born balimum. Then there were kehanim that had a temporary thing. He had a wart, he broke his leg, he had some type of eye infection that needed a bandage. He couldn't right now be Isaac. Nebuchadnezzar, him, that his period of avodah for his mishma, his beis av, fell out when he was a balimum. But the kehanim balimum didn't want to not be Isaac in avodah, so that what they gave them, one of the things they gave them, was maslim ho'etzim. They checked for teloyim, they checked for bugs, to pull out wood that's wormy, that's rotten as possible, latzeh marocha. So that was an avodah that was labor intensive, that was kehanim balimum, and that also had a separate room. V'chol eitz shenim tzeboi telah is possible yagav emizbeach. Wormy wood is possible. Tzvaynis marov is the third room. He also lishkas mitzeroyim. This is where the mitzeroyim were toivol b'yom shmini l'sed tarosim. A mitzera has a Seder Ho'avodah, in which he has when he finishes his tzaras, Michutz Lamakna, he has a period of, he brings Shnei Tziporim, and then he has a period of 7 days. The Shnei Tziporim is not Kedusha's Korbonus. It's a Seder Tahara, the beginning of Pashat Metzora. He then has 7 days where he's in a state of Tumah, and then he comes to the Beis HaMikdash to finish off his process. So by Yom HaShmini, after 7 days, he has to be in a state of Tahara. He's what we called before a Mechusa Kippurim. And we mentioned in the Mishnah earlier, in Mishnah Gimel, that a Mechusa Kippurim, they were not Goyzer in the Ezras Noshim. In the Ezras Yisrael, the Azara, even a Mechusa Kippurim is not allowed to come in. Now here's the thing. On the eighth day, he's still a Mechusa Kippurim. His Kabbalahs have to be brought. He has to be Toivel to a point where he's not a Tomei. All he is a Mechusa Kippurim. Then he has to stick in behind his Yod Viraglov for Hazoyas of the Loig Shemen that was a part of the Kobben Mitzayra had to be put out behind his Yod Viraglov, and this is what's called B'Losh Chazal Abir B'Mikzas. He went partly into his Yisrael. For that he needs a Tahara. All he is a Tvulyon. There is a Machloikis whether Bir B'Mikzas Shmei Bir, it's a famous discussion, whether putting in behind his Yod HaViraglov would be considered that he's going in, which would be Mechayv Krisus. If Yod Bir B'Mikzas Lo Shmei Bir, so he's Mitar, and he's only a Tvulyon, and he's Mechutz Kippurim, and then there's no problem of him sticking his hands and feet in. If you all be a mixer shmebia, and a regular Tomei would stick his hand in, he'd be chayv koris, so you have to say that it's a person to exist a kosum. Shtuk Gemara has a whole shak of tie about your vomis in the sugis of asei derech alois asei. It's really a sugis for the, in kochim, it's a sugis in zvachim daf lamed beis. In any case, so in the Lishkas Mitzrayim, there was a mikveh. The Mitzrayim would toivul veer before the matan dam ha'oshem olov. So that was a separate room. We just said the word the matan dam olov. There's matan domim and there's matan shemen from the loik shemen. Ayin, the halachas of Mitzrayim for all the details. My rov is drayim is amar ablaz ben yankiv shochachti ma'isim shameshes. This would be another raya. The famous Gemara in Yuma that we mentioned various times, that the Tana of Meseches, Tomid and Midois, which was a separate Sidur Mishnayis after Churban Bayis Sheni in Yavne, the Tana was Reb Elazar ben Yankiv. But that's what it sounds like. It sounds like Reb Elazar ben Yankiv is telling you as they're recording all the different details that I forgot. He's the Tana here. Abashol Oymer, Shomo Yenoisim Yain Vishemen. Over there was stored Yayin v'shemen for Menorah, for Adlokas Ner, HaMenorah, v'hi. He hoise nikris lishkas beis shemanyo, shemanyo melos and shemen. The chaloka hoise barishoino. The chatchila, when the walls were built of the Ezras Noshim, the walls were straight, flat walls, the way you build normal walls. They put on balconies sticking off the walls. They built onto the wall balconies. Shanoshim royos milamalon. The women would stand on a different level. Vanoshim milamatan. The men on the below. Kadesh layu mayrovin. We're talking over here what we mentioned before by the simcha of the simchas beis sheva. Could be maybe the day kalas rosh. Then the men and the women on two different levels. At the end of the Ezras Noshim, we now come to entering, going up rather, towards the Ezras Anoshim, towards the Ezras Yisrael. The Mishnah says, whereas before, from the Harabayis to the Ezras Noshim, there were 12 steps, here there's 15 steps. V'chamesh esri mailas oilas mitokal Ezras Yisrael, keneged chamesh esri mailas shebet tehillim, shaleim ha-leviim oimim shir. This was the place where the Leviim said shir. The Kehan, when they were standing on the steps, we had a Mesechus Tom, and after the Avodin, they were Mavorach Hasom, stood on the steps, bein ha-Pesach, bein ha-Ulam, between the Mizbeach and between the Ulam, that was their place, but Leviim can't Duchen from there. So the Duchen, the platform of the Leviim, were the steps going up to the Ezras Anoshim, to the Azorah, that's their place. Lehoye Trutois, these steps were not straight steps. Elamu Kofois, they were rounded steps, Kechatzi Goyen, like a half circle, like a silo. Agula, they're round but a half a round. And that's the way the steps work. We'll mention just something interesting. The Sfarim point out that when a Yid sits down Leil Seder, he's also going up into the Mokem Avoida. And as he goes through the night, Kadesh, Urchatz, Karpas, Yachatz, he's also climbing the steps towards the level of Dveikus Bashem. There's also 15 Simonim. Count them, there are 15 Simonim. It's connected to those 15 Madregas of the Shem Alashubitil.